So this very notion of Wu Wei, W-U, new word, W-E-I, and it's a Taoist concept. That means in order to understand it, we could read a chapter or two of the Tao Te Ching, for example, every day for the rest of our lives. In fact, that would also make an exquisite break, non-commercial in brackets, because in the reading of the Tao Te Ching, we experience the suppleness, the spaciousness, the permission, and the humility of Wu Wei. Strictly speaking, it means no action. But in fact, it is very like non-violent peace activism. It is very active, but there is no violence in the action. There's not hurtling reactiveness, which is what we're pretty accustomed to, and actually often what we're very much admired for. We might even get a promotion rather than the text that tells us that we are not wanted. I wrote about Wu Wei, though didn't call it Wu Wei, when I wrote about restraint as a path to freedom. That is in Forgiveness and Other Acts of Love. And I want you to really think about the difference between restraint, which gives you the freedom of consciousness, and constraint, which restricts you in terms of the moment that follows. One of the ways to think about it, every way to think about it is challenging, but this challenge is an excitement, is that one can be in harmony even in the presence of disruption. That is, you don't fight the disruption. There are many examples of this in Taoist philosophy and also in those physical activities like Aikido, is it called Aikido, or Tai Chi. And we had a beautiful example of this when William, my friend, my dear friend William, and I have taken people to Japan several times, five times I think we've been. And I think Ruth and Robert and you, Judith, have been in, and Helen, you've been in Kyoto with us. And when William teaches all of us awkward, self-conscious Westerners Tai Chi, we find a beauty in ourselves that we didn't know we had. The beauty of the movements speaks to the beauty of the soul, and the beauty of the movements, and what's more, the fluid beauty of the movements speaks to the beautiful fluidity of the soul. It's the not resisting. It's the not resisting. We are very trained in the West to resist to conquer, to overcome anything and anyone but ourselves. To master the other, but not ourselves. And Wu Wei would not scorn that, but would love. Would love. How laughable it is to imagine that we could conquer the other without harming ourselves. Yeah? Do you see that? So what I want you to take from this very small, totally inadequate explanation, which is really just a promotion, a promotional explanation for Wu Wei, is just to take into your minds the possibility of greater spaciousness, of greater flexibility, of dancing more gently with life, even and sometimes especially in the harder moments, and somehow or another leaving the way, Tao, T-A-O-A, means the way, leaving the way open and oneself open to the way. There's a very famous line in the Tao Te Ching which says, the spirit of the valley never dies. This is called the mysterious female. And it is about receptivity. Because one of the things that we are inclined to do when we are very defended is not to receive what would benefit us. And perhaps rather inadvertently but too eagerly to receive out of habit what harms us. So, did I say that clearly? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's ironic, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That we need to be very discerning about what we are receiving, what we are allowing the way to bring right into us, that we even make our way. Yeah? Where are we dwelling in our thoughts? There's another line in the Tao that says, in the Tao Te Ching, which says, nothing is softer than water. And nothing can substitute for it. Judith, why don't you tell your story? Would you stand up and tell your beautiful story? This is such an example of Wu Wei.
I was visiting today, Stephanie, just for a little bit, and I was telling her a story, and she asked if I would...
She told me in sign language because it was silent.
So I'm going to do my best to remember it. But it is a story of... and it's one. It's a metaphor. It's a made-up story to tell a story, really. It's a... And some of you may have already heard it, so if you have, then maybe listening again or something will be something new. It's a story about a Chinese woman who carries two pots on her shoulders across a rod to a stream every day to get water. One of the pots has a crack in it, and so when she arrives home each day, she only has 1.5 pots of water. The cracked pot feels very ashamed, feels like it's not doing the job that it was made for. And of course, the pot that is perfect is, really the cracked pot feels very poor in comparison. After 2 years of going to the stream every day, the cracked pot finally says to to her, she says. He says, I'm feeling so ashamed. I am not, you're only arriving home with 1.5 pots of water. And she says to him, or her, haven't you noticed that on your side of the path, as we walk home, there are flowers growing? She said, I know about your floor, and I planted seeds so that you would water them every day when we walked home. She said, without your floor, I wouldn't have been graced by these flowers in my house for 2 years. So I think it's a story about accepting who we are.
It's also a story, and the whole concept of Wu Wei helps us with this, which is that the notion of perfectionism or the drive to perfectionism is itself a rigidity that harms us. It's a kind of violence against ourselves because it means we are living in a state of constantly comparing ourselves and being in competition with ourselves rather than integrating all of our experiences. That's one thing. And the other thing, and I'll leave Wu Wei with you on this note, but it is a very, very important note in terms of acceptance and peace. Wu Wei also teaches us that real freedom and real power in the sense of choosing, will I harm? Will I heal? Grows from the earth of humility. Every act of hubris is defensive and is likely to result in offense. Hubris, pride, excessive pride, speaks very much of insecurity in self-valuing. Yeah? Very much of insecurity in self-valuing. When we can move into a recognition that our original nature, unasked for, uncalled for, undeserved, but ours, is peace. Our original nature being peace, and the Tao actually reinforces this. Peace means returning to one's original nature. When we can even begin to take this for granted, we do not need to shore ourselves up with false pride. I don't mean by that we should in any way diminish our self-respect. On the contrary, our self-respect can come from a willingness to learn from everything that Wu Wei and our acceptance of life, our spacious invitation to allow life to come into us in its fullness, allow.